I think this episode's gonna be gay.
Zap! Open your purse.
Gay rights!
Let's go! Let's go, lesbians! Let's go!
You're listening to It's a Gay Area with Ruby and Patrick. Buckle up, bitch.
And you're listening to It's a Gay Area with Ruby and Patrick.
We did that today. We're very proud of ourselves.
New year, new us. We got a new logo. We got a new intro song. So buckle up, bitch.
New year, 24 days into it, but we got around to it.
Look, if there's anything gay's got to be...
Late.
It's late. It's very, very late.
Late to parties, late in the periods, late in everything.
Yeah, late.
Always pregnant.
Real talk, why do the LGBTQI plus always be late to their periods? What's the deal with that?
But yes, you are here on... You are here on It's a Gay Area with me, your mum's boyfriend, Patrick Clancy.
And me, your mum's girlfriend, Ruby Innes.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Your mum is super horny for both of us specifically.
But we respect her.
And we love her.
And we're very open about being each other. We're not dating.
I am not dating Patrick. Patrick is not dating me. But
we are both dating your mum.
And that's a fact.
But we have told her and she is fine with it.
She's so cool with it. She loves it. And she really wants to tell you, but she's not going to tell you yet.
Yeah, because...
she wanted us to.
I'm your gay mum now.
I'm your gay mum.
I'm a gay mum.
I'm a gay mum. So it's going to be a great show.
We
will be joined very, very shortly by the ever so lovely co-director and writer of, I'm just thinking about gay mums, Cloudy River, a digital series which is premiering at the... Mardi Gras Film Festival. We were talking to Charlie Ford, and we will also be talking to one of the stars of this digital series, Rebecca Robertson. They will both be in the studio with us very shortly to chat about Cloudy River.
Absolutely, and I'm very excited for the music. Like, the first title of the first song, absolutely stunning.
Mm.
I've been listening to this artist, Recovery Girl, for a while this year. I found them this year. Didn't know they were in any way queer until I saw this song, and I was very pleased with it. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, and Ruby might, but I'm not going
constantly
to.
Constantly lying.
I know, but we've stepped our pussy up this year.
We have.
We have. We've got some very exciting guests
interviews
coming up for Mardi Gras season.
Mama.
And you're not ready.
Hopefully you
because
will
we haven't told you who they are.
We haven't told you, and we won't ever.
Until we have them
until
on.
Until we have to.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, so we're very excited, and like, We got talent, not us.
I don't have.
We've got talent. People who have talent coming in to talk to us.
And isn't that exciting?
It really is.
We really do be loving it.
We do be loving it, and we're gonna bless your sweet little ear tapestries. I was trying to think for a synonym for drum, and
bongo.
Tapestries. That's
your
just
ear
a type
bongo.
Of drum. That's not a synonym.
Oh. Ear bongo is good though.
I'm trying to think of a cinnamon.
I'm thinking of cinnamon, I'm thinking of butterscotch, I'm thinking of this song that we're about to play. So what is it?
It is called, why don't you tell us, Ruby, because I can't see it.
I can't see. So we're going to play a track for you now, a bit of a...
Language warning.
Language warning. There are some curse words in it.
In the title, even,
but it's
in
okay.
Fact.
So this track is called That Girl Is My World, You Transphobic Piece of Shit, by Recovery Girl and Galen Tipton. And you are listening to...
It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy. That was Remember to Forget Me by Sonoku featuring Chester Lockhart.
Some good stuff.
It was bad.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It was great.
We played a terrible song for you all and we hope you hated it.
No, I picked it. It was good.
It's very good. And we are now joined by the ever so lovely... Lovely Charlie Ford and Rebecca Robertson from Cloudy River. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Hi.
So good to have you here.
Very good to be here.
We all just kind of stopped like, is it?
I forgot to talk.
We're just taking a moment to reflect.
Yeah, we are we're simply all just like vibing in the moment. And I think that's really valid and brave.
But
Please, after you.
Well, just tell us a bit about where the concept for Cloudy River came from.
So Sophie Hardcastle and I, Sophie's the co-creator and co-director of the show. We had an open relationship a few years ago, and that was the inspiration for the show. And we thought there was some interesting subject matter, and we thought it might be entertaining drama. And so that's why we decided to make a show out of it.
A bit juicy.
Yeah, a bit juicy.
I love it.
A bit saucy.
Love it.
A bit fun. Yeah.
I personally love fun.
Yeah.
Fun's great.
Fun's so good.
Who doesn't love fun?
Exactly. If you don't love fun, like, what are you doing?
I don't love fun.
You're missing out.
Hate fun.
Oh, you don't love fun?
No, hate fun.
Yeah.
Never had fun.
That's fair.
Never will have fun.
Understandable.
You're not into it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's not everyone's cup of tea. So... With Cloudy River, what exactly was the creative process of bringing it to life?
So once we decided that we wanted to make a fun show out of our fun lives, we went about sort of like thinking about how we could best represent it. And obviously we wanted it to be true to our experience, so that would inform the story. But we wanted to sort of bring other elements into it to make it, you know, fictionalize it, to make it fit a sort of a strong narrative structure and arcs and interesting characters, and inject some conversations and scenarios that might not have taken place but we thought would aid the story. So that was how we started. And then we found the wonderful Belinda Dean from Studio Unco to produce it. And we were kind of just like going into the production without a producer, and she really saved the day. we self-financed it. It was all independently made with like wonderful cast and crew. And we found the wonderful Rebecca Robertson and Rowan Davies to play the leads, and assembled a really incredibly talented, generous, hardworking team to bring it to life.
I love that so much. I also do like the confidence of someone who can just say, my life is actually very interesting and I think other people should watch it.
My life is... It's a digital series, so...
My Life, short-form series.
I love that for you.
Yeah. So do you feel that creating this piece will help shed some light and, sort of provide some more understanding in terms of, like, the perception of open relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a bit of prejudice towards them, and a bit of misinformation, and a bit of just sort of, like, non-information, like... In the public eye, do people know what an open relationship is? I think it's becoming people are becoming more aware of it.
Yeah.
Through shows like this, and there are other shows out there in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see like how heteronormative society might be like, greedy. You're all greedy. Pick one, stay in your lane. Thank you.
So what were both of your reactions when you found out the Cloudy River would be featured in Mardi Gras Film Festival?
I was so excited. I think I called my mum. I was like, Mum, I'm going to be Mardi Gras. And I then had to explain to her that I wasn't actually going to be on Mardi Gras festival for it. It's really exciting, though. It's like always like so nice that, like, to be invited to be a part of something. And then, like, even, like, the opening was, like,
The launch party.
Like, last night. And, like, it's just so many wonderful people there and so many people supporting it. And it's kind of wild that we can all just come together and, like, celebrate this kind of, these things that are being made.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it was really exciting. So, how did you, Rebecca, actually come across hearing about Cloudy River?
So me and Charlie had known each other for a bit, and then he sent me a text message being like, hey, I've written this thing. Do you want to, about a couple in an open relationship, do you want to audition for it? And so like I came in, I hadn't seen him in a while, so I had my little audition, and then I auditioned with a lot of different men.
And she then, had a great time.
Yeah. I guess like make out with three different guys. It was awesome.
I wish.
Yeah. Well, that's me being greedy.
You're just like in a room with like two doors facing each other and you're right in the middle, and they come into one door. Yeah. They do the kiss and it's like, okay, next.
Next. Yeah. Yeah. Terrible tongue. Never coming back.
It's like that one's breath smells.
Yeah.
Like a public restroom.
I regret my decisions in life right now.
Oh my God.
So do you feel like your like experiences in life kind of like helped you become cloudy? Like, does it give you an opportunity to perhaps like, I guess, retell just like your experiences?
Yeah, definitely. Like even in terms of like mental health. So there's a few characters in the series who do deal with mental health. And like, I think that with someone who's suffered from that, like you do, when you get an opportunity to play that, you're like, it's actually nice to show another side of that as well. And also like the side of people supporting you with those issues.
Yeah.
So that was like something that it was really lovely to explore. And like, yeah, also like, you know, I've been in open relationships as well. So it's kind of like, it's funny to play their version of an open relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like there's so, like at the end of the day, it's a relationship. Like no matter what.
Unique, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like any, like all relationships are unique. It's just more people in it.
Yeah.
I think it was, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, you go, please.
For us, it was with all the cast, or as much as we could, it was really important for us to cast people who could relate to the characters. And Emma's, Beck's character, Emma, is bisexual, pansexual. And so there were some other characters in the show who are queer, and it was really important for us to sort of honour that and cast people who would accurately portray that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is what we love to see, because the worst thing in the world is straight people playing gay people. We don't like that.
It's true.
Yeah.
But the thing, I feel like it does come from, a lot of it comes from experience, mm-hmm. and like seeing queer people play queer characters is so important for representation, but also because it there's, not saying that straight actors are bad, so just cut and dry, but you know it is absolutely like
true that they're bad.
That they're bad, mm-hmm. But yeah. So it's amazing.
No, and how much do you think that your own experience as someone who's been in an open relationship or like been a queer person before? How much do you think that sort of coloured your perception of the character of Emma?
I think it was just really good because I can understand where she's coming from. Like when you're attracted to more than one sex, like some people don't get that. And so like if you're in like a relationship with one person, but you're still attracted to so many other people, like it's not always something easy to understand. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's really nice coming into the situation where I was like, I actually get where she's coming from. And I also get that like it's not a straight line. Like you do have like so many emotions in this like world that you've chosen. So mm-hmm. yeah, it just kind of really, it was really nice to play that role, mm-hmm. like to actually have this thing that was written by a friend who I could be like, I actually 110% relate to this. Mm-hmm. And then like you talk to other people and they're like, well, I kind of relate to that aspect or that, like it's so many characters like housemates and so on, like everyone's relating to something in it, which is an amazing thing to be
which I think
of.
Is really beautiful, really, like even in like a short form series like this one, it's good to see like in something in a bit more bite-sized than a movie, perhaps being like, oh, I get multiple parts of this.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah. And that is like, you know, we've all had like house share situations where it's kind of like 1,000 stories going on in one house, mm-hmm. and you're like, it's strange.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So do you two have any other creative endeavours on the horizon that you're working on?
So I don't. I feel like...
Hire me!
I know. It's like, so my Instagram is... No. Yeah, I don't at the moment, which is a bit, like, not sad, but like it's... It's Sorry. Something you probably shouldn't admit on air.
I think it's valid. I think it's brave.
I think it's beautiful to simply just be vibing for the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just is what it is, really. Like,
I'm just taking a year off to soak in the tub.
Exactly.
Due to my agonies.
I'm just going to the ladies' bath every week. Like this is what I do with
I am
my life.
Very pruny.
Beck's just waiting for us to write the next one.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? My
Get
life
on
depends
it.
On you.
Cloudy River 2. The river has gotten cloudier, guys.
Yeah.
This is more serious.
Murky river.
Pitch black river. The climate, please.
Yeah.
And do you, Charlie?
Yeah, so we're pretty keen to develop the story further and push it into longer form. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people come down to the screening and watch the show and are excited about it. And when it is available on other platforms. Hopefully people watch it. And we'd love to go deeper into the characters and into all the other characters in the world, because they're, like we were just saying, there are so many stories intersecting and so many more characters and identities that we'd like to explore and portray.
Absolutely. And like we say with all of our wonderful guests who come on the show, if you don't go and see and support their stuff, we will find you.
Yep.
That's the thing.
We'll yell at you probably.
Yeah,
so speaking of the screening,
when
and where is Cloudy River screening, and how can people buy tickets?
So it's screening at 7 p.m. on the 19th of February at Event Cinemas on George Street. And you can buy the tickets on the Queer Screen Mardi Gras Film Festival program on their site. Or you could follow us on the socials and hit up some sweet links to get some sweet ticks. And hang out with us and have a fun time and watch the fun show.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. It was really great having you on the show.
Thanks thank you. So much for nice to us. Meet you all.
A pleasure. An absolute pleasure.
Stop it.
Oh, stop. Stop it, darling. And that was co-director and writer of Cloudy River, Charlie Ford, and star of Cloudy River, Rebecca Robertson, joining us here at It's a Gay Area on 2SER FM.
And we are normal people, Patrick and Ruby.
We continue to be just your average Joes.
Yeah, but we get to meet such nice people.
I love it. I live for it.
Yeah, Ruby met the moon last night.
The moon, and she was beautiful, and she's my wife. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Speaking of that's all, we got to go.
We do got to go. We have things to do and people to be.
We have people to do and things to be.
And I think that's beautiful.
I think that's so beautiful. So we're going to play ourselves out because that's what we love to do here.
Ruby will be singing every song from the album ABBA's Greatest Hits.
I'm going to sing Hold the Line by Toto.
I'm going to sing loud. I Was Really Creeped Out by Judi Dench's Hand in Cats before it was patched out. It really haunts me. And that's a song.
That's my favorite song from Cats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sung by me.
I recorded over it.
There's a VHS tape of Cats at my home. I recorded over that one specific part of the movie. It's just me.
You have a VHS tape of the new Cats?
Yes.
Amazing. All right. We're playing ourselves out. We got to go. We're playing a track from Sega Bodega. It is called Salve Goes to Hollywood. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
My name is Patrick Clancy. That's my last name. And we'll be back here next week.
See you next week.